morning from International Space Station and Space Shuttle Endeavour.
Astronaut Barbara Morgan speaking to students assembled at the Challenger Center for Space Science Education in Virginia. The center was founded by families of the astronauts killed in the 1986 Challenger disaster. Elementary school teacher Krista McAuliffe was among those killed. Barbara Morgan is the first American teacher to return to space since the tragic accident, and this was on the minds of many at Challenger Center. June Scobie Rogers lost her husband on that flight.
Barb, we have been standing by, waiting for your signal from space for 21 years. These students are a go to ask you the questions from space.
The young people wanted to know all about life on the shuttle, sleeping, dreaming, eating, and more.
And inside the hygiene kit, we've got shavers, we have toothbrushes, we have toothpaste.
How do you brush your teeth in space?
Morgan conducted the Space to Earth class discussion with mission specialist Alvin Drew, who demonstrated.
Make sure you get the back corners too, and don't forget the floss.
And when you're done, of course, you just take a towel and you spit out into the towel, and then you dry the towel out when you're done, because there's no sink to spit into. Of course, if there was, there wouldn't be any gravity to take it down the sink.
Al's dentist would be very proud of him.
How will the experiments on the ISS help continue and further the mission to Mars?
It's a very appropriate question. Much of the research we're doing right now is trying to figure out how humans adapt to being in space. As you can understand right now, we're already sending unmanned probes to Mars, and we're doing lots of science out there. The hard part is going to be how humans can adapt and live out in space for long periods of time. How do we deal with radiation? How do we deal with the fact that our bones don't do well? And how do we do things like recycle our resources out there, like water and air and food?
With that, they wish them a great mission and safe trip home. Quite a day for these lucky young people.
We look forward to seeing you. And all together, students, thank you, Endeavour.
Endeavour is scheduled to return to Earth next week. Paul Sisko, VOA News.